we talk about the rising tide of data that we're all confronted with, often the conversation tends to focus on the negative, as in, how do we deal with the information overload on our people and our systems? But what about the flip side? What about the potential benefits hidden within all that data? As we strive to get a better handle on big data, we start to uncover patterns and trends within the information that could make us more efficient, more effective, and create a competitive advantage. Big data could prove to be the linchpin of pattern-based strategies, which more and more companies are implementing. How so? And how can you gain the advantage? That's the focus of a new report on Gartner.com. Gartner Research Vice President and Distinguished Analyst Yvonne Genovese is a lead author of that report. She recently joined me from her office for an interview on Talking Technology, Gartner's monthly audio news magazine. I'm Scott Smith, the host of Talking Technology, and following are excerpts from my conversation with Yvonne. We are very pleased to welcome Gartner analyst Yvonne Genovese back to Talking Technology. Yvonne, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Now, we're looking at the impact of what we're calling big data and also extreme information management on pattern-based strategy. I know PBS is something that's been really a big push for Gartner to bring awareness to in the last year or so. Why, as we bring these elements together, why is this such a major issue to address now?
Really four reasons. One of the things that's happened in the market is that business leaders have known that technology could help them make decisions, but they weren't quite sure how much it could help. In the past, they have been focused on two questions. One of them is, what happened and why did it happen? And for the most part, business intelligence helped us do that. But 80% of the investments that we're finding in business intelligence have been focused on lagging information, things that happened in the past, and on producing reports. There's actually two additional questions that business leaders are now asking of technology. And a lot of this had to do with the recession and many of the business leaders being caught off guard without the right information to support decisions that they were making. Some of this is because of new regulatory controls in certain industries. And some of this is just because technology has progressed to a place where they can use technology to help them with these two additional questions. And those are, what's happening right now and what's likely to happen? So they want some level of immediate or real-time information in the business to help them make immediate decisions. And an example of that is a sales leader who wants to know if they are tracking above or below forecast by 3 o'clock this afternoon. In most cases, we can tell them that because in the past, from some of the business intelligence investments we've made and to be able to talk to them about reports and to talk to them about orders that have been placed. But we can't tell them right now what's happening. By 3 o'clock today, tell me how well I'm tracking. And we can't really tell them, does it look like I'm going to track above or below forecast? And those are the two questions that they're asking. So what's really happening is that business leaders are driving technology, knowing that the information is available and that they want to use IT and technology to be able to give them the answers.
And of course, that comes into tracking those patterns, pattern-based strategy. And I want to get to that in a moment. First, I want to step back and define a couple of things I've seen and really being talked about lately. One of them is, what is big data?
So big data is a marketing term that many have started to rally around, and it can mean a couple of things. One of them that it really means is that there's more volume of information. So there's volumes of information coming at us from a technology perspective to help us answer all four of those questions. So it's what happened, why did it happen, what's happening right now, and what's likely to happen. And we know that we can get some of that from the information that we have in-house, from the orders we've placed, like for the sales executive, from transactional information. But there's also new types of information. There's information coming from mobile phones. A lot of us have mobile phones and mobile apps that we can sign into, and it can tell us location data. It can tell us data about our profiles. And that's very valuable information for companies that are marketing, selling products. Another place that there's availability of information is in social media. in blogs and people who use some of the more popular social media applications. And so there's more information available to us than there ever has been before for us to analyze, to answer those four questions. So what's happened is the market's talking about big data, and that means that there's more volume of information. The second thing that's happening is you need technologies that will help you to analyze large volumes of information. And a lot of people, when they talk about big data, they're talking about some of the open source technologies and methodologies like MapReduce or Hadoop. So it can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. What Gartner likes to do is to take that to another level, because we don't even think it's about volumes of information. There are volumes of information that we have, but we actually think that there are other dimensions, and that's where we talk about extreme information management. So on top of big data, what we added is another term called extreme information management, and that's where we see that there's a change in the velocity and the variety of data. So big data is about volume. Extreme information management is about volume, velocity, and variety. So what we're really saying there is that the information that you're getting is coming at you. It's coming into your enterprise at a different speed than it ever has, because we have the internet. We have access globally to customers, suppliers, partners, prospects. So that velocity of information is coming at you. And we also see that there's a change in the variety of information. So when we were answering the two questions of what happened and why did it happen, we were largely looking at transactional information, structured information that was sitting in a database. The new types of information are more like text, video, audio that come from social media or even from mobile. So what you have to really understand is that it's not just about volume. It's about that velocity, the speed at which the information is coming and is available and changing, and also the variety, where it's not just that transactional structured information, it's also unstructured information in the form of text, audio, video, etc. So that's how you explain the difference in those two terms.
Thanks, Yvonne. And then how does having all of this information, having this new way of looking at it, gathering it all together, really analyzing it, how does all of this impact pattern-based strategy?
Well, pattern-based strategy is about, very simply, three things. The ability to seek patterns, the ability to model their impact on the enterprise, whether it be at a domain level or at an overall enterprise strategy, and the ability to adapt. What we're really in right now with big data is that seek phase, where we're realizing that we can find more patterns and information that we could possibly react to. As a matter of fact, we're kind of not in that phase where we're finding more patterns that we can react to. Everyone's out there looking for a lot of different patterns. And what they're very quickly going to find is that there's more patterns than they can react to. And what they have to do is know what's important to the enterprise, and that's where model comes in. So model says, I'm going to model the impact of this pattern that I just found in this big data or extreme information management, which is volume, velocity, and variety of data, and I'm going to model the impact either on a specific domain, where it might be, am I launching a new product, so the CMO has to be concerned about that new pattern. Is there a competitive product in the market where engineering has to be concerned about that pattern? Or is it an impact to my overall strategy? So modeling the impact of the pattern is something that's going to come next. And usually that happens in looking at strategic objectives of the enterprise or of a specific domain within the enterprise, or looking at performance of the enterprise so that you know how it's going to impact the performance. Could it impact sales? Could it impact revenue? Could it have a major disruption to our enterprise? So that's modeling. And then the very next thing that's going to happen is that people are going to look at that and say, you know what? I have figured out what the patterns are. I know what the impact is. Can I really change my enterprise, or that part of my enterprise that needs to be changed? Can I change it fast enough to either take advantage of an opportunity or avoid a disruption. So pattern-based strategy, this is very key to pattern-based strategy because it starts with being able to look in the information that either you have in the enterprise or that new information that you're looking at, the volume, velocity, variety of information, be able to go through that and seek the patterns, model the impact on the enterprise, and then adapt. And we think that companies are going to very quickly go through that seek and say, yep, we can find all those patterns, and we can figure out where the patterns are. And then they're very quickly going to move to, oops, I got to figure out what the impact on the enterprise is because I can find more patterns than I can absolutely react to. And then they're very quickly going to move to, well, which ones can I really change the enterprise, and how do I make my enterprise a place where change happens relatively quickly in the places where it needs to, but slowly in the places it needs to. So it's not just about being fast. So that's where it relates to pattern-based strategy.
And as a lot of our listeners, while we have them on both sides of the aisle, business and IT, I'm sure the IT folks are hearing big data, extreme information management, changing the enterprise, and thinking, hey, what does this all mean for me? What is the opportunity for IT leaders here? I know you say there is a big potential benefit waiting out there for us.
Yeah, so for IT leaders, CIOs, and the people who work in the IT organization, this is, and I consider myself one of those people, this is our opportunity to return to the boardroom with technology that can really make a big difference in the enterprise pretty rapidly. The last time this happened was probably in the ERP era where we were changing processes and we knew that we could model processes. This is, again, one of those eras where we're going to see information-led decision-making be one of the top things that the CEOs are really focused on. In fact, some of our reports show that that's one of the top strategic initiatives for CEOs and for CIOs. And the reason that it is for CIOs is they know that this solidifies their seat at that executive table. If they can help companies through technology spot potential disruptions or opportunities at a strategic level or at a domain level, then that's pretty big for them as an area that is looked at today as primarily a cost center. It returns it to a place where it's a revenue center.
Yvonne, thank you. Yvonne Genovese is a research vice president and distinguished analyst for Gartner. She is the lead author of the new report covering big data and pattern-based strategies, now available on Gartner.com. And you can hear more of this interview with Yvonne on the July edition of Talking Technology.